just sharing that kind of really deep knowledge and experience with others around them. And then there's also, you know, different programs sometimes will have that area where you can, if somebody has a particular expertise, they might go and share that with another program. So for example, an Aboriginal infant development, instead of going to a conference or going somewhere else and learning about evaluations or right. something like that, they might just, you know, share with each other across programs, across the different programs, wherever they are in BC around that piece. So that right. kind of, you know, we're doing this and we're, you know, we're doing this and you're doing this. How are you doing it so that I can try to do it better? Or, you know, if I'm stuck, I know that I can go to that program because they're doing it really well and, you know, get support from them. So, and it doesn't cost you anything too, right? When you are able to just kind of share that bit of knowledge with each other. But, you know, there's just so many different ways that it really, I think mentorship is really helpful. And
well, even hearing about the elder piece, which I don't share in mine, but I was thinking even just drawing upon the parents, because there were times that parents would come in to do, and but not seen as resources in general, I don't think, you know. In fact, in some of the centers I've been, it's like, oh, we don't want to bother the parents, you know, we're trying to make it as easy as